You are now listening to the Motivational Mentors Podcast with your hosts, Luke Burrows.
Touch on morning routines. I think people have to find something that works for them.
And Arsenio Buck.
Hey, Arsenio, let's go party. Hey, party. If someone asked me to party right now, Luke, come on. What the hell's a party? What? A party for what? Guys, welcome back to another show of Motivational Mentors. I'm your co-host, Arsenio, along with my sidekick and, of course, my ever-growing partner over there, Luke Burrows. Luke, are you there?
I am here, and I'm super looking forward to today's episode. Special guest, Arsenio. So do the honors and introduce our guest.
Absolutely. You know, Chris and I, man, we linked up a while back, and you know what? She is just a ball of energy. She thinks of things such like on such an esoteric and metaphysical, you know, on those types of terms, like way outside the box. This is what I love so much about this individual, also known as Kristen. Kristen, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you guys for having me. This is really great opportunity. I'm so excited to jam. Yeah, thank you for that intro. the esoteric one arrived.
Yeah, it was all right. I was like, okay, I could have made this a little bit.
No, it's good. Yeah. Right.
Perfect. So what's the topic tonight, Kristen?
We're going to talk about how to really embrace uncertainty and reframe our relationship with uncertainty to use it as a tool to thrive in life, you know? And I do, so just for a little bit more background, I do transformational life coaching, spiritual work. I run yoga retreats, and I really work with the metaphysical, as you mentioned, as well as the practical, as well as practical tools that we can use to increase the quality of our life, our productivity, our creativity. These are all big passions of mine. And I've worked as a digital nomad for the past 8 years and woven that in with spirituality and yoga and coaching work. And there's a ton of uncertainty just in the digital nomad lifestyle in itself. And what I found is that like most, if not all of my clients, not just my clients, but people that I meet on a daily basis, we're all dealing with uncertainty. We're all facing it and working with it in different ways. And it's a topic that I think is very important to really understand how we deal with it on a biological level and how we can use it to kind of help us catalyze to the next level of our personal growth.
Yeah, definitely. And so how did you, just a quick question before we dive into that, how did you start what you're doing, if that makes sense? How did you get into what you're doing? And so are you out there with Arsenio in Thailand?
I'm in Thailand. Yeah, I'm actually I live up in Chiang Mai at the moment. So this has kind of been my home base for the past, 6 years I've been coming to Thailand on and off. And, you know, Thailand, it's kind of got this seasonal energy. So I come out here during the winter, obviously to escape the West. And there also happens to be this grand migration of digital nomads and entrepreneurs who come out to Thailand during the winter months to work on their business and work in community and come together. And so that's one thing that brings me out here during these months. And and I've found Thailand to be a really great place to dive both into the spiritual and the practical aspects of running a business and working on my own personal growth and becoming a coach, becoming a teacher, and a, you know, workshop, retreat facilitator, et cetera. There's just a lot of, it's been nice to be kind of, in another culture and pushing my boundaries and growing all along the way.
Awesome. And so, how do people overcome or face uncertainty then? That's the question, isn't it?
I've actually had a conversation with you before. What is it, Kristen? Just when we had our live just last week. And I mean, there was uncertainty when you actually came out here. There was uncertainty when I actually came out here. There's been so much uncertainty in all of our lives. But yeah. How can someone deal with that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think on the basic level, you know, first of all, we tend to crave control as humans. And there's sort of this aspect of, okay, we're living our lives. And on a basic level, a lot of us in the West, we're sort of programmed to follow the certain path where you go to school, you know, you get a job, you get the degree, you find the partner, you sort of follow the path. And that's sort of the path of certainty that we're conditioned to believe it's going to be comfortable, it's going to be safe, it's going to be what's right for us. And the problem arises when people start to feel that maybe what's been handed to them isn't necessarily aligning with who they are. Maybe there's this aspect of self-expression or adventure or something different that's coming in that they're craving, that they're feeling, just looking for fulfillment, right? Like we're looking for, humans are seeking fulfillment through challenge, through growth, through uncertainty, despite the fact they might not know it. But actually we're a lot of us are programmed to grow up in a society where we value control, we value having quote unquote safety, and we value knowing what's coming and kind of having this control over our lives, despite the fact that it might not be fulfilling on a soul level basis. So really what I think is that, I mean, so first of all, there's that. There's this fear around uncertainty. Like that's not something that we're, most of us grow up learning how to face in a healthy way. You know what I mean? It's not like we're given this path. We're sort of told what success is going to look like as we go through life, as we go through our teens and our 20s and our 30s. We're sort of shown this is what success is. And if you check these boxes off, you're going to be okay. Mm. Like this is what's going to be right for you. Would you guys agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, again, yeah. Luke, we've gone through this probably at the very beginning of our motivational mentors. We were taught, of course, in the Western world, Kristen, both you and I, of course, being from America, West Coast, and we're taught, hey, you know, go to school, get an education, go to university. Yeah. A job will be aligned for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's where this sort of piece of dissatisfaction comes in, when people figure out that they're not actually fulfilled by the path that's been laid out for them. But the problem arises when we don't know how to deal with stepping into the unknown. Essentially, there's a science behind this fear of the unknown, which comes from evolutionary biology, which is that when we step into a position in life, whether that's leaving a job, leaving a relationship, stepping into a place where we literally don't know what is going to happen, our reptilian brain takes effect. The limbic system starts to freak out and pump these hormones through our body of adrenaline and fear. And it's essentially our lizard brain saying, this is a threat. Something threatening is happening to us. We might die, right? We're evolutionarily, we think that we might die when we leave behind a certain present, when we leave behind a job or a relationship, even though that doesn't make any rational sense, right? Our limbic system says this is a threat to our survival. Certainty is survival. Control is survival. And so the first step really comes from recognizing that, understanding that, you know, while we're very evolved humans, we still run under a fight or flight mode when we are triggered in uncertainty and fear, and understanding more about how we can use uncertainty as a tool to grow, to build our courage muscle, and to use it as an opportunity to step into the limitless possibility. It's like kind of taking that quantum leap from our lizard brain self into our quantum self, which is limitless possibility. And there's actually a quote that I highlighted when I was taking some notes for this episode, was that Eckhart Tolle, which many of you might know, he's, you know, written The Power of Now and other spiritual he just says, when you become comfortable with uncertainty, infinite possibilities open up in your life. And that really represents what I believe about uncertainty as well, is it represents infinite possibility, yet we have fear around it because we have to let go of our illusion of control. We have to let go of our small illusion of reality in order to step into infinite possibility through uncertainty, you know?
So real quick, you know, it's really, I actually sent you guys that video, and that video was based on Tom Bilyeu. He was interviewing a guy by the name of Dr. Joe Dispenser, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And he was talking, and it's amazing because here I am, I come across this video on in a taxi ride coming back to do a podcast with Luke on a Sunday evening. And then everything hit me right then and there. I understood all the negative emotions that my body keeps sending messages to my brain to get that. Oh, you know, it's so hard to understand it and to break it down. But if you think about it, people, if you're clinging on to an emotional event that happened into the past, you're predicting a future. And a lot of people, they're not with the uncertainty and the unknown, as you mentioned. See, that's where you create your future from. You want to create your future from things that you're unaware of, versus things that are in the past. Does that make any sense?
Right, exactly. Because if you approach a problem from the same mindset that you've been using previously to try to solve it, you're going to achieve the same results. Like, you're going to be hardwired in this loop of, right, using the same, like you said, you have to look at what hasn't happened yet. You have to look at the possibilities that don't exist in your logical mind, which is difficult and scary for some people, for most of us, naturally, right? It's a practice.
Yeah. And so how do you, I'm just like interested on how people, you know, for like, so for me, it's kind of like a journey you go through, right? So I'm just wondering how people start to like start that, if that makes any sense.
Kind of as well. Starting with this impulse, right? They might be feeling that there's something new calling them. They might want to step outside of the reality that they're in, whether that's a job or a relationship or a living situation, right? They're feeling like, okay, there's something else calling me that's possible. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know how I'm going to make it work. I don't know how I'm going to make this lifestyle possible, whatever, right? So the question being, what are the steps that they might take to explore that, right? So I recommend that people, you know, in order to step into the unknown with confidence and courage, it's really getting clear on what you want to be experiencing in life and why. And this is very distinct from the how. So a lot of what gets people tripped up and anxious about the future is they can't figure out the how, right? They can't figure out how to create location independence or how to create a fulfilling relationship or how to create this home that they envision. But if we focus on the what, if we focus on the what and the why that we desire, and that could also be a feeling state, we can actually let go of the how, because there's infinite number of paths and possibilities for how to get somewhere, right? And when we're connected to that result, even if it's just, it doesn't have to be the final end result, but if we're connected to how we want to be feeling and the general idea of what we want to be experiencing in life, or maybe the impact that we want to be making, which might be connected to a why, our purpose for waking up in the morning, what excites us, what motivates us, what do we care about, right? What do we stand for and want to see changed in the world? When we connect with those, the energy of those things, the how starts to make itself apparent through conversations and people that come into your life and opportunities that you find. So I guess my first tip would be shifting from freaking out about the how to focusing on the what and the why first and allowing the how to happen.
Yeah, I love that. I actually done a post on that yesterday because in a group that I run, where I bring guests on. And so my guest was actually, it's funny how kind of this all works, because he was talking about that exact thing in terms of focusing on, you know, your why and the what, you know. And so once you start that journey, you'll figure out the hows, you know, and not to get caught up on the hows. And so for me as well, it's a matter of perspective. And so I'm of a mindset that, let's just say we have a job, right? If you leave a job, are you going to die? No. So everything's going to be okay. That's just like my mindset. So I think that it has took me a few years to develop that mindset. But at the end of the day, you know, if I try something, I just try and gain that perspective.
I love that too. Yeah. Like what we fear is generally a lot worse than the actual reality that's possible of the worst case scenario, right? And right, going to the worst case scenario can be a helpful tool for facing our fears, you know, because if we're realistic, like what is actually the worst case scenario? You know, probably like, you know, maybe you have to go live with your parents for a while, or, you know, you live in this place and have to really cut your budget or whatever, but it's a lot less extreme than we imagine it's going to be. Like, right, our limbic system tells us that we're going to die if we truly step into uncertainty, like we will stop living. And is that really true? Probably not, right? Someone will sort of catch us, but it's the act of stepping courageously into the unknown that creates the path as you go. The opportunities come in. I mean, it sounds very esoteric, but the universe kind of manifests itself in your favor. When you make a choice, when you commit yourself, commitment is one of the most powerful energies that we can hold. Because when we commit, it's almost like the universe has no option but to come together in our favor to make that thing happen.
That's exactly what I did back in 2012. You know, I came here. I remember, again, I was at the top of a mountain in South Phuket, And I just saw, I think I remember telling Luke or one of you guys before, probably it was just a bunch of people before, but turquoise waters down below, emerald green hills. I'm talking about the mist and the clouds going right through the hills, the environment, everything. And in that specific moment, I felt that that was that now moment that felt like bliss to me. So when I went back to America, obviously America not being my thing anymore, I said, I'm going to finish up all these certs and stuff. I'm going to finish all the schooling, and then what I'm going to do, I'm going to shoot off back to my bliss. Now, was it all bliss to begin with? Tail to the no. But you know what? That wasn't what it was all about. It was about the process. But that bliss, that was the unknown. I said, okay, I'm in Thailand. I'm uncertain about everything. You know, then things started happening. I'm like, oh, I'm very, very uncertain. But then if you look at any situation in your life where you said, oh my God, I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know how that's going to work. It's in so many people like Bob Proctor, they say it's not up to you. It's not, you're not supposed to worry about any of that. All you have to do is take inspired action in that realm of uncertainty.
Yeah. And so, sorry, just on that. So when you obviously first moved to Thailand, you know, all of this uncertainty, for me, there would have been a lot of people, let's just say, in the same shoes, you know, that you were in, that then would have kind of gave it up and went back home.
And they did.
So did you, I don't know, like maintain faith or hope and then, you know, continue to take action as well? How come, you know, in that situation, you didn't just give up and go back home like so many other people would, which is kind of understandable, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I heard the story. So many people had given up, but you know what? Going back home, there is no home. That's it. Right. I mean, my back is literally up against the wall 24/7. Some people, of course, my best friend would say, hey, but your mom is there. This is there. No, listen, there's no net right now. I'm with the whole Eric Thomas quote. When you have no net, that means there's no going back. You're going to figure it out and you're going to keep doing it. I never for one moment doubted myself and said, you know what? I'm going to go home because all of this is going wrong out here. Go home and do what? Go home and do what? But see, I realized that there was a story being created in all of that craziness. And then that story became a brand. And then that story became a podcast. And the next thing you know, now this story is what it is right now. So I never for one moment say, you know what, man, I'm thinking about getting a plane ticket and I'm thinking about going back to America. Going back to America to do what? My mom said the same thing, Luke. She said the same thing back in 2011. I remember I was going to give up out there in Australia because I had a terrible ass job and this lady was treating me bad at this pediatric dental practice. And I said, Mama, I want to come back home. And she said, come back home and do what? So I think that was her voice, you know, in a completely different, like a couple of years or a few years later saying, you're not coming back home. You got to go out there and you got to fight. That's what Carl Brashear's dad, the first African-American Navy diver, he told him. He said, don't you ever come back here. You go out there and you fight. I was basically, that was what was embedded inside of me.
Wow.
And so, it's a crazy story. Definitely.
It is. And so for me, you know, that just wasn't an option. You know, and so you just had to focus on instead of where you're going and just in the situation that you're in, just, you know, believe in yourself that things are going to get better.
Right. So, I mean, with Kristen and everything, I mean, you could probably pinpoint a time in your life and you said, oh boy, these things are going to get tough. I was just talking on one of my podcasts the other night and I said, you know what? It's either I succeed or I die. That's kind of the way I look at it. Now, yes, that's from a crazy, crazy, crazy standpoint. I understand that. But your body doesn't understand what's real or what's fake. It's whatever it's feeling. So if I tell my body, listen, mind, we're going to have to get through this together or there's no more living. And my mind is like, okay, we're going to hurry up and get to this. We're going to do this. And I don't know, out of all of that, out of nothing, something is made. And I mean, I've just been able to flip the script this year has, you know, and that's that uncertainty. At the beginning of this year, I hate to keep blah, 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 blah. But at the beginning of this year, I was telling myself, if I quit this job, who's going to hire me? There's no way I'm going to get a job. All those self-doubts, all those negative feelings, all those negative memories that had became basically my characteristics of myself, I was still clinging on to. And all of those things came rushing back, and I felt it on – and that's what the mind was. It was basically this unconscious body that I am because, again, I got really scared because the uncertain future. I did not know I was going to get another job out here. If I did not get another job out here, then what? Who's going to save me? There's no mom to save me. There's no one to save me. It's the United States of Arsenio Buck right now. So yeah, I think it's exciting though, living in uncertainty. That's what I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that you say that. It pinpoints a huge breakthrough that I think a lot of people have when they start really living in uncertainty is realizing that looking back, there never was this quote unquote certainty, that safety was an illusion. And we really are all operating from our own autonomous beings, right? And our own center of creation. And that maybe, you know, we're told that there's this illusion of safety or this, you can go back, but you can't really go back, right? Where is there quote unquote certainty? And the deeper question is, why do we want certainty? Why do we want control? Yes. Because isn't when you really break through and start living from this place, don't you find that uncertainty is the catalyst? Yeah, it's the catalyst for openness. It's the catalyst for growth. It's the catalyst for building the muscle of courage, which are all really staple aspects of the human, a fulfilled human experience of self-actualization. We cannot grow without uncertainty. And we have to leave. I mean, it's like all of these wise people have these quotes, like we have to leave behind the shores, the known shores. We have to sail away into the unknown waters in order to discover who we are. And at a certain point, you have to leap off the ledge. We know. That's where all heroic stories are born, is leaping off the ledge, you know, but to a certain point, I feel like we all reach that point in a certain point of our life. And for some of us, it happens sooner than others. But at the certain point, once we do, it's really like there's no going back. And you start to see that your growth comes from that place of stepping forward courageously and trusting your inner resources as well, that you can handle what comes. You can handle what's being created moment by moment, right? Because we're living in a moment by moment reality. There actually is no past or future to depend on or to speculate about, right?
She got a little Tom Bilyeu in her. I like that. Yeah, that you know, because certainty, again, Luke, certainty is a predictable future.
Yeah, you can't predict that.
It's kind of like everyone. Yeah, you go to school, you know what's going to happen after school. You're going to get a job. After a job, what, 30 years, what's going to happen? Retire. After that, what happens? You're just looking at your watch, waiting. That's a predictable future. I can't live like that. I love uncertainty. I live life on a gut. It's like that guy that, what is he? He walks from building to building on like a little razor thin rope or something like that. That's how I live it. And I got no harness or nothing holding me up, baby. But maybe it's not all that crazy. I probably got like these steel beams that are holding me up because it's not that crazy. But my mind doesn't know that it's not that crazy. I train my mind to say, hey, listen, we right here. We got just a rope right underneath us. If we fall, it's a bottomless pit to the bottom. And there is no bottom. It's bottomless. You know what I mean? So, yeah, what do you think, Luke?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything that, you know, that we have discussed so far. I mean, is there any other kind of actionable tips or steps that people can take to just embrace uncertainty? I mean, you know, I see it all the time, you know, people are, you know, are fearful in that. And so, you know, I think all of us are of a similar mindset. But for someone that, you know, is maybe a young person or whoever it is, just come across this podcast and they're like, well, how can I actually, you know, implement the things that we're talking about? I mean, you gave a great tip earlier, but are there any others that, you know, you recommend to people?
Absolutely. Yeah, there absolutely are. So my first tip would be to develop some kind of mindfulness practice where you're really connecting in with your breath and your body. Mindfulness or meditation practice or a breathwork practice can really help to calm your limbic system, to calm the part of us that turns into fight or flight mode. And I really recommend developing a meditation practice, even if it's just a few minutes per day to begin with. During this practice, you're going to start to hear the voice of your intuition coming up more and more, and it's going to start guiding you in the direction that you're meant to be going, right? So if you're in the space where you're just starting to feel like there's something else out there for you, that, okay, maybe this path you're on isn't quite right, but you don't know what's next, you are uncertain, I really recommend starting to just sit with yourself every day for 5 minutes. And there's an app that I recommend. It's called Insight Timer. This is how I started meditating. It's very simple. It's just a timer. There's a few nice little sounds that you can implement with, you know, the meditation, the gongs and everything. But it's very simple. And I just recommend starting with 5 minutes a day. Really, after 2 weeks of a 5 minute per day meditation practice, you will start to feel different in your body, and you'll feel more connected to yourself, and you'll be able to tap in to that gut instinct, that gut intuition. And that's a huge part of leaning more into uncertainty, is trusting yourself, developing that self-trust. Another tip that I recommend is developing a gratitude practice. So just journaling every day on 3 things that you're grateful for, whether that's first thing in the morning or right before you go to bed. That really helps to boost happiness. It's scientifically proven to boost levels of serotonin and happiness. And it helps to ease the discomfort that we feel when we're leaning into uncertainty. So it really helps us to stay focused on what's working well in our life and what we're looking forward to. And you can be grateful for things that you haven't experienced yet, but you focus on attracting them into your life through gratitude, being thankful for them. So that's just a really great way to, yeah, to ease any of that fear or discomfort. And the last tip that I would recommend is, well, I talked about getting clear on your what and your why. So I would definitely say that. But clear on your what and your why. What do you want to be experiencing in your life and why? Maybe just journaling on that. Maybe what your ideal day looks like. What your ideal, if in 6 months or in 1 year, what does your ideal day look like? What does your life look like in the realm of health, in relationships, in career, in, you know, creativity? What are you doing? How are you spending your time? Who are you with? And the last thing I would say is to just play letting go. So letting go is a huge aspect of surrendering into the vortex of infinite possibility, right? And I like to say this question. If I were able to let go for just today, what would happen? If I just let go, if I surrendered for today, what would happen? What would I do? You know, and just give yourself that day to pretend for 1 day, I'm just letting go. I'm letting go of control. For 1 day, I'm not responsible for controlling my life or controlling the outcomes. I'm just going to follow intuition, opportunity, inspiration, what would happen that day. And just to play with it and go and see what happens after that 1 day. And if that works for a day, if you play with it the next day, you know, and just use these playfully. Try not to take it too seriously.
Marceline, do you have any thoughts on that?
Man, it was breaking up towards the end. I'm sorry. No, that was really, really, really good. The thing is, I really do believe that people need to start tapping into that home, of course, that meditative practice side of everything. They don't understand that there are so many things and negative memories that we're literally holding on to that we kind of just got to let go. Like you said, surrender. And I know a lot of people, of course, love Gary Vee. There's a lot of different people out there, whatnot, that say, oh, you got to hustle this, that. But the thing is, if you actually tap deep inside to what it is, like I did just 2 days ago, I realized that I've been holding on to very, very emotional events that my body has gotten a high off for such a long time that has been predicting my future over the past 3 years and probably over the past this year, you know, over the past year. But this is why I try telling people, man, you need to discover yourself. You need to discover some of the deepest parts of your mind. We don't even have a picture of the mind. So I'm so glad that you included that, and especially a gratitude practice, which I normally do at every given time. And you know what? With the mind and stuff, sometimes these thoughts, we have over, 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day. So there are a lot of thoughts that we just cannot control. But when you're aware of something that you're feeding and it's not good and it's something that happened in your past that you're ultimately going to project into the future, you just got to hurry up and turn off that frequency. You got to train your mind to say, listen, this is what I'm doing, and that's the end of it. It's kind of like Joe Dispenza. He was in the Tom Bilyeu podcast. He said, when you wake up in the morning, tell your body, hey, listen, I'll give you your coffee. I'll give you your food. I'll give you your bath. But right now, we're going to do this. See, when you train your mind like that, man, oh, you go, oh, it's just like it's euphoric. It becomes euphoric. And I just love discovering more about myself as the days, the weeks, the months, and so many other things go on, you know, as all the time passes, you know? So, yeah, that's my last little 2 cents. But yeah, I love that. I love that whole practice, Chris. That was great, man.
Yeah, definitely. And so I hear that you do, is it master classes?
So I, right now, I'm focusing on one-on-one coaching, and I'm running masterminds in...
Yeah. Masterminds, sorry.
No, it's totally fine. I mean, master classes are another thing that I want to be running. I think those are more of like the online trainings, but right now I'm focusing on in-person work. I'm here in Chiang Mai, which is a hub of entrepreneurs, location-independent workers, and digital nomads, and so I'm running some masterminds here in person, particularly on the topics of personal branding and getting your authentic message out into the world. I also teach yoga, and I'm running some retreats, but yeah, I'm doing this personal branding thing and really looking to bring that online as well, and mostly just I support people through their spiritual practice, through self-empowerment, through really stepping into the the most self-actualized version of themselves, creatively, spiritually, emotionally, and physically as well. You know, we do some work with health, so yeah, I'm supporting people with that one-on-one, and in the process of developing some online programs to do that as well.
Kristen is in that flow state. That's what we're going to be talking about. Yeah,
it's another favorite topic of mine. Yes, flow psychology, and right. Oh my gosh, that's a huge one too. So, yeah.
She does a lot of things, Luke. It's amazing. Chiang Mai, for everyone who doesn't know, Chiang Mai is just an hour flight from where I am, Bangkok, which is the capital, I think. And so it's basically like from Phoenix to Los Angeles or from Phoenix to Las Vegas, although that's probably like a 40 to a 45 minute flight. But yeah, that's basically the distance that we have between us and whatnot. But yeah, and Chiang Mai is just unbelievable. It's naturalistic. I mean, the amount of energy. And that's what's so funny because again, Kristen being as, you know, her energy is just as high as mine and stuff like that. So her being there, it probably multiplies like crazy. You know, that's why I love putting myself in nature, because when I'm in nature, I'm like, oh, look at the butterflies. Oh my God, look at that tree. Oh, you know, it's I just have so much awareness now, you know, so.
Oh my God. You got to come. Have you been up to Chiang Mai? You got to come visit. You got to go to Pai. Pai is amazing. It's this nature mountain town where everything is amplified and there's a ton of spirituality happening there, a ton of spiritual community events, and it's very amplified up in Pai. So it's, there's a lot of great stuff up there.
It's all about spirituality. Yeah. So a lot of people who are listening right now, man, that whole spiritual side, a lot of people say, oh, no, that's not for me or this or that. Personal development's not. No. All of this is for you. Discovering you. Absolutely. Just better
yourself. It's all related. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all related. Yeah. And it's interesting because, you know, I think there can be a lot of stigma around the word spirituality, but in essence, when you're connecting into yourself and when you're really connecting into your creative potential, when you really kind of take a moment to shut out the outside world in some ways and really tap into the unique power that you hold, I mean, that's spiritual. It's also quantum. It's also, it's scientific. It's physics. It's like you are tapping into an energy source, which is limitless. And that's what the spiritual masters are talking about. Like all these different spiritual traditions, they're sort of pointing to the same truth that we're also pointing to when we talk about quantum levels of productivity and creation and what's possible, you know, to do with our lives. It's all the same reality. So yeah, I don't know if that speaks to anyone. Awesome. Yeah, have at it. It's yours.
Awesome. Well, guys, if you guys don't have any final thoughts, then it's been a pleasure. And I think, you know, we've delivered a lot of value to our listeners. And I've definitely learned a bit as well. So it's all good.
Yeah, Christopher, thanks so much for coming on. This was awesome as usual. And of course, we'll have to be bringing you on in the new year, man, where there are so many big things that are happening because you do so many things in terms of spirit. What is it? You know, mindfulness is meditation and yoga, this, that. There's so many different areas, and especially with running masterminds, we'll definitely have to, you know, come back on, of course, bring you back on here and talk about some of that too.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. It's been an honor. So cool.
Absolutely.
Sending much love to you and everyone listening.
Perfect. Thank you very much. All righty, Luca.
All right. I will see us any on the next episode. Kirsten, thank you for joining us. And guys, next episode will be on Friday.
Sounds good.
Did you find this episode helpful? If you did, please leave a review. And don't forget to subscribe. New episodes of the Motivational Mentors Podcast are available every Tuesday and Friday.